Doing what?
What do you think the coolest thing that happened this year was?
I
thought about it all day. Like,
I wrote stuff on our thing.
I mean, And I saw that. And this morning was just, I don't know, it was emotional. It was like, I don't know, there's just something about getting in to that car in the morning and he's back there, which we've done so many times together, to just go somewhere. And I'm explaining to him, this is the last day of, like, a year. And it's the day that we, like, look back. I've done that to him every year he's been alive. It's like, let's just think about this year. And it's so magnanimous. It's huge. It's fucking weird. It's like, the biggest thing I think about this year is how we went, I mean, dealing and disciplining with him got excruciating.
Yeah.
And I feel now that as the year is ending, I feel like he might just be ready to do something that I can't even comprehend. Like, I will truly, like most of your regular parents always say, I've just been blown away. Which I am with him, but it's more of just one of those things where it's like, there's going to be something that's just going to completely blow my skull off. What do you think?
Like, about that topic?
No, just about what I said. You seem pretty, and you like, you really think about what I was saying there at the end.
Well, it's just because I feel like that kind of all the time about him. Like, I'm so amazed at how much I love him.
Oh, well, I'm not that...
Like,
that's,
well, I mean, it's because he constantly does something to me that's so amazing. But I'm not saying he can even remotely.
No, I know. I didn't know what you were saying. I didn't know what you were saying.
I'm so grateful all the time that I don't feel like he's a burden. I don't know how to explain that, but it's like, when you hear about parents talk about their kids with special needs, it's like, it's a burden, and I totally don't feel like that.
I don't know
if it's because we did turn that corner with the napping and the discipline and everything. I mean, that could be part of it, because that was a hard time. And maybe I just feel like I got through that, and I feel, I don't know. Just,
that's the way I feel about this year. Like, turning that big corner where it's like, it's always been about love. It's just, it's been all about...
It could be like that. It could have, like, been like that and just stayed like that. Forever.
Yeah, no, sure. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Without a doubt.
It could have just been that forever. It's like, I mean, there was a huge part of me that was like, I gotta think about doing this forever. And then when it kind of starts to ease, like, you don't even realize it's easing because it's just a gradual lessening.
But think about it.
And then it's just like, you wake up in the morning and you're like, oh my God, I don't feel that pain anymore. It's gone.
The thing about strength is that you decide that you want to add layers to it, which is painful. And when you finally figure out that you've figured out the next level because you're not going to quit, then you got it.
But you only can't figure that out because you didn't quit.
You know why I hate...
You know what I mean? It's like, you don't... I don't know. It's like, you don't even get to feel that relief until you've already done it. It's not like you're like, oh, I made this choice. I mean... It's weird.
Yeah.
Same
thing? No, it's like a trip. It's like once you get ready to go on a trip, let's just say you go on a major trip, and then you get there and you're like, wow, I was nervous. You know, I really had to prepare. I had to, like, make sure everything was good. Language, currency.
There. Yeah.
So you're there, and you're like, okay, let's see what happens. And you're hopeful. And it's fucking completely kick-ass. And it's kick-ass because it's so unexpected. It's so new, and you could fold and be, you know, not cool about the whole experience, or you can just completely give into it, which is the reason why you travel the first place and come back completely satisfied. But it doesn't take away from the fact that it took a pretty high level amount of, like, planning, mental preparation, and executing to get to a point where you got where you were, which is what happens with growing stronger, you know, which is probably why we would probably really do good exercising together, because we are
Don't you think that either one of us would understand that if we had it done it in our lives? Well, sure. I think about our kids. I mean, we have done it all the time. And Miles does it too. It's like, for him it's harder, but it's like even with jumping and skipping and rowing and stuff like that, it's like I think about all the things that parents don't give their kids, and that's one of them. Right. I don't even know how to explain that, but it's like understanding mental training the same way you understand physical training. Right. The only way you can understand it is if you've done it and you have it compared to it, and you say, oh, this is just like that marathon I ran, or oh, this, you know what I mean? It's like, I try to talk to God about that, but I can't do anything. Like, I'm like, why did I pick, I've thought about that my entire life, why did I choose something that is going to so completely, absolutely set me out on every level?
Yeah.
That
I thought it was something
maybe,
that I...
Maybe other people don't feel like that about their sport. Maybe he never felt like that
about it. It wasn't about sport. It was about what it was doing to me physically.
Well,
that was a physical
know.
Thing. Like, mental things. Like,
well, that's
I mean,
what I'm saying. Is that maybe it didn't feel like that to him when he ran.
Yeah.
Maybe it felt good. I mean...
Sure.
It's probably not to feel good if you want to dedicate your life to it.
And,
I get it, like these football players and athletes that do what they do. Like, part of it has to feel really fucking good.
I mean, endorphin exhaustion is one of the most...
But I've never heard you ever talk about track as, like, a positive thing.
Oh, I hate track. Cross country?
Or running or anything.
Yeah.
I've never heard you say it made me... more
you know
capable of loving someone or understanding my own emotions, or there was something about the rhythm, or I've never heard you ever talk about
you know what,
like
because
that.
That was during a phase when it was more about like me figuring spirituality out.
Right.
And once I got in the inner circle, it felt like all
you
of
know,
the
you guys wanted to be punished. It's that whole Christian thing.
I could have been. I mean really, I mean like it's
you
a manifestation.
About those times in your life it's that. Whenever you talk about Christ, you talk about God.
And that
whole, like,
and that was the phase. It was like, it was all about, you know, the Bible study. Well, I mean, there was a period before I started running where my good friend Ty, you know, it was just like, somebody talked to me about, like, the nine levels of hell and how you stay there. Huh?
Are you recording this? The whole thing.
Yeah.
You do this to me every year.
No, I started it. I started this whole thing with a question.
If you do this every year, you make me forget that I'm talking about something, and then I look over there and I see that you're recording.
There's something very
God
nice.
God damn it.
You know what? There's something
God.
So natural.
You knew what you were talking about, though.
Yeah.
You knew you were being recorded on you and think about what
I didn't
saying.
I didn't guide the conversation a bit.
Oh,
I want.
It's impossible. There's no way we could press that. Record button.
I was conscious
of
it. You realize how many times I've pressed that over the years now? Like, when I do that, it's like, all right, we're going to have a raw conversation.
You're totally PC. It's not raw. It would be raw if you didn't know it was being recorded.
You know what? I completely, absolutely know what I'm talking about.
Oh, please.
What? What, please?
God.
What?
You changed what you said because it was recorded.
No, I didn't. You know what?
Did I say anything really stupid, like about your coffering thing?
No. You know what?
I am now on
it.
Okay.
You know what? You know what?
I want
to finish what we were talking about with this. Like, I really have, genuinely, like, when I got back from the city and got on my bike, and I felt how fun it was and how much good I felt by, like, fucking riding a bike. And shit like that. It's like there was something about that era that just gave me a disdain. But it gave me a realization, like, the fuck, like, this movie tonight had a religious fanatic in it. And it's just like with Donnie Darko. It's just you get this whole fanatic thing. Like, the coolest thing about, like, your mom and John and Jan, or Jeanette is that they just, they're like all the rest of us trying to figure this shit out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If John came over here, I would never in a million years, with the way he is and how relaxed he is and he'll take a beer, it's like, I would never think.
I know.
He just digs it. I mean, that's the thing that was cool about having John around. It's like, John just digs it. He just digs it. It's like, all right, well, this didn't quite go the way I wanted to, or, wow, that was cool, or thank you. It's like, or I just am, or whatever. It's like, John's one of those guys that just really soaks in life in a very unique way, and it's so cool to be around someone like that. That was the coolest thing about having him in our house. Like, I really like John. And whenever I talk to him, it's just so genuine. It was like the real modern-day account of, like, a cowboy. Like, that's just the way he is. He just, he digs it, or it hurts. What? What are you yawning about?
What am I yawning about? I'm yawning about anything. I'm sorry.
Why'd you yawn?
I didn't yawn. I'm thinking about that. There was this book I wanted to get for you, and it talks about how people who understood electronics were like modern cowboys. Because it's not like an academic thing, but it's almost like a machinist thing. Like, technology is more about manual labor than like programming.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
And this whole book was about that. It was about how people who had tech jobs were modern-day cowboys. And I was like, God, I wanted to
read
that book so bad.
Yeah, it's funny how...
I still have it on my wish list, but it's like...
Because there's so many times people will walk in, they'll be like, well, this isn't a IT-related job, because we have to, like, unload pallets, or we go and move shit,
right,
or we go through all these heavy tasks.
Every time we have someone, this is Nars, this is a IT related job, because we have to like unload pallets, or we go through all these heavy tasks, like when I was in the number, I had that job for like 7 months, and I had a TV, 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 and I had a TV rose stripes to top.
Yeah.
You had to wear those. You didn't wear just black shoes. You had to wear those black Reeboks.
Mm.
And black pants and a white shirt with your name said AB. I wish I still had that. You had. It said AB and Harry. That looks like a car seat to get into any hotel.
Yeah.
Like when you went with that uniform and you were even setting some AB up for a conference.
Yeah. So it's a size 5 muscles. And you, have you even remotely stopped yourself today and thought, oh my God, it's 2010. Like, really, like, everything that we saw as kids, like,
yeah.
I was thinking about 2001 Space Odyssey, how when we were kids, 2000 was such a big deal, and we finally escaped probably the most tumultuous decade in, like, 60 years, since World War II. Really, I mean, this decade has been rough. Like, 9/11 and the terrorism has not subsided. It's gotten worse. Some guy tried to get on a plane on Christmas this year. And you're thinking about all this shit and everything that we knew when we were kids. Ray Bradbury, all these guys. Like, when I, like, really was, like, 2010. How cool is that for Ben? That, like, he is so interested in sci-fi and, like, history.
Yeah.
He'll read.
But you know why, don't you? The way that the Bush administration completely decimated science for the past fucking 10 years.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Like,
yeah. They diminished so much shit.
People completely flocked to what was kind of being withheld from them, I think, on a real, like, subconscious level. I mean, because it was such a, like, almost a decade of just, like, really aesthetically stupid, like, Christianity-based logic. It's like people flocked to what maybe they felt they knew.
Absolutely, because they didn't have anything new that was thrown at them. Like when I was
they were challenged at all by technology, and the stuff that was out there, like the way that nanotechnology is just completely grown, people don't really know. I mean, unless you look for it and look into it, they just don't know.
There was something I was reading, I don't know what it was, a couple of days ago, I can't remember where it was at, but it was talking about how many things Obama did for science. It could have been in one of these wires, like in the end.
Oh, well, he freed up, like 150, like, programs that had been canceled or put on hold. He, like, just, like...
Yep, okay, and stem cell research and all that shit.
Go.
That was it. It was. It must have been a wire.
Oh,
but it was
God,
like,
this towel smells so nasty. Oh, God. Oh, please press the stop button. I keep forgetting that it's on and it's not funny. Stop it.
Hey there,
Pat. You're never going to listen to it.
Yeah, I know.
Like the one from last year. Why
I
did
listen to it.
For like an hour listening to it.
But this was natural.
It's not the last year, too. I seem to remember that I completely forget being on there.
Okay. So, what do we want? One thing for next year.
That's bad luck.
Okay. Good night.
Now, Lord, you say what one thing you want.
Things that continue to fucking change.
Okay.
Do.
Me, too. I really, really love you.
Take her wine with the kids. Wait. It's midnight. Wait. Five.
No,
four,
it's not. It's
three.
Close to midnight.
Two.